or refuse to share something that you really like. It happens, right? We all mess up. Sometimes gets buried. Remember how Jesus was buried in the tomb? Sometimes love gets buried, oops, under hurt feelings or selfish choices. But just like Jesus came out of the tomb, love can come back too. Resurrecting love means saying, "I'm sorry," when you've been unkind. Resurrecting love means forgiving your sister even if she took the last cookie. Resurrecting love means sitting with a classmate who always eats alone, even if it's a bit awkward. Resurrecting love means helping mom and dad without being asked. And resurrecting love means giving someone else a turn when we want to go first. Those are the little ways we bring love back to life. And grown-ups, we're called to do the same. Maybe you're holding on to a grudge. Maybe there's someone in your life you haven't spoken to in a long time. Maybe love has grown quiet in your marriage or in a friendship. Easter is the invitation to roll back the stone in these relationships, to let love breathe again. In our families, resurrecting love might mean having dinner together without phones, or praying before bed as a family. It might mean a child hugging their parent and saying thank you for a job well done. It might mean a parent looking into their child's eye and saying, "I'm really proud of you." And what about our country and our world? It's no secret in this time of that this is a time of division, violence, and fear. It can feel like love has died in our public discourse, in our politics, even our neighborhoods. But Easter tells us it's not over.
Love
can rise again here too. When we treat the immigrant with dignity, when we feed the hungry, when we stand for the unborn and the elderly, when we refuse to see people as us versus them, but as brothers and sisters, we resurrect
love
in our country and our world. And globally, when we advocate for peace, when we treat the planet well, when we pray for our enemies, when we give to relief efforts, when we hold both justice and mercy together, we say,
love
has come alive again in Christ. And we will not live as if the tomb is still sealed closed. The resurrection isn't a story we read once a year. It's something we're invited to live every single day of our lives as Christians. So today, as we celebrate the empty tomb and the risen Jesus, let's remember this. Every time we choose kindness over anger, forgiveness over revenge, compassion over selfishness,
love
rises again. And when love rises, Christ rises in us. Christ rises again and again and again in us. So everyone, go out today and tomorrow and every day and make a choice to
love.
Make a choice to resurrect
love
one little moment at a time, because Christ is risen and
love.
is alive. Alleluia. Jesus, thank you for this holy day we spend together. Jesus, we
love
you.